Go ahead and state your name, please. Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, only King, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. Father, we thank and praise you for who you are. We thank and praise you, Lord, that we have your DNA, and as a result of having your DNA, you have given us each a gift. And Father, we thank you that you have allowed us to exercise that gift freely in this country, the United States of America. Father, we thank and praise you that we can freely come before you this morning here on the TMC call. Father, we thank and praise you that you got us up with all activities in our limbs, of our limbs, dear God. Father, we thank and praise you that we can go about this morning as we hear the TMC call, as we focus on the Word of God in freedom, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. T.K. Roberts, and the entire D.S. de Leon family. Father, we thank you that this call was a gift that Dr. Vanessa and Dr. T.K. Roberts had birthed in their bellies, Lord, and they were faithful to the gift, and you have blessed it immensely in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the faithfulness and the gift that you gave Papa D.S. de Leon, Lord, to start Artists International. And it has, as a result of his obedience, it has grown. It has expanded, oh God. Father, we ask that you watch over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire D.A.'s de Leon family, that you continue to bless them, oh God, and that you continue to give them witty ideas in the mighty name of Jesus, and you continue to strengthen them. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who is on this call this morning. Father, encourage us, enable us, empower us, oh God, to operate in those gifts that you have given us. Father, and we just ask that you continue to bless each and every one of us individually and collectively. Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker who will bring the word that we know will be enriching, enhancing, and encouraging to our souls this morning. Father, we thank you for watching over their families, oh Lord. We thank you for downloading that message, oh Lord. We thank you for using them and their gifts this morning to benefit us here on the TMC call and to bless us. Now, Lord, we come ask that you continue to bless their going out and coming in. Father, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God. Father, we thank you that this call will go forth with clarity. We thank you that it is birthed in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and there will be no interruptions. Father, we put a gag order on Satan. If he even tries to come near this call, near the airwaves, near any of the operations. And Lord God, we just call it done, and we give you praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Have a wonderful day as you go out and operate in your gift. Our host, are you there?
I am. Minister Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Wow, God bless you, too. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating us and greeting us on this What Is Your Gift Wednesday, July 16, 2014. Thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. Here on behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Ambassador and Artist International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, we welcome you. And I thank God for our founders because if it was not for their yes, we would not have this platform that you have just dialed into, which is known as the Master's Call. This call has been moving forward faithfully every Monday through Friday since October the 25th of 2010, and we are fast approaching our anniversary, and I am so excited that each and every single day when you call in that your life has been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. We stand on Scripture Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so Minister Willa opened us up in prayer, and I will go ahead and close us out in prayer. And, you know, every Friday we take your prayer reports, your praise reports, and we hear your testimonies. And so we are family here on the Master's Call. And so we thank God for this platform. And many of you on this line have come on this line as a result of a awesome, amazing company, which is known as Artists International. And Artists International has been going on, moving forward for over 27 7 years. It's a Christian-based multi-level marketing business, and we, most of us on this line, have the opportunity to plug into that. And so if you are an artistpreneur on this line this morning, then I want to invite you to join us immediately following this call on the morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539598 pound. That is immediately following this call. Today is Wednesday, which means that this evening at 5:00 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:00 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8:00 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it is time for our artist corporate call. And that number is 712-432-0900, and the PIN code is 836211 pound. And if you are in front of a computer and you have access to get on, you can also go on to www.artistlive.com, and that will definitely connect you in, and you could see who will be speaking today and what they have to share. There's so many Super Saturdays that are coming up this weekend, as a matter of fact. So I would tell you to check your back office and see what's going on at Artist International, because truly great and new things are happening in Artist International. And if you are someone on this line and you have no idea what I'm talking about as far as artists is concerned, then I would ask you to get back with the person that invited you to this call and allow them to share with you what Artist International is all about. We will be heading over to the Bahamas in November, and so I ask that you would go online to www.artistempowermentconference.com. That's www.artistempowermentconference.com, and you will see the information for the next upcoming Empowerment Conference, which will be happening in November of 2014. So, the Master's Call. If you are joining us for the first time, we welcome you, and we pray that you will come back and join us again on tomorrow. But don't feel that you have been left out, because all of our messages have been archived on our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And maybe in this season you feel that God is purging you and preparing you and positioning you to maybe be a prayer intercessor. Maybe there's a word in your belly. God is moving you into a whole different place where it doesn't really seem comfortable, but you know that he's doing something. Then we invite you to be a part of this call, part of this ministry. And so please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Robin, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will definitely respond to you. So right now it is time to bring on our speaker for the day to hear what the Word of God and what God would have for us to hear this morning on this 16th day of July. Our speaker, he is no stranger to this call. He has been here with us since 2010, and I'm so happy to be connected to him here on the Master's Call. He is Pastor Chuck Brown. He is a man that's on the move for God, building the kingdom of God. His church is Kingdom. Kingdom Family Worship Center in Metairie, Louisiana. He is definitely an author, a singer, a choreographer. I mean, so many gifts. Minister Willis said, this is What Is Your Gift Wednesday, and he has many gifts. He is happily married to Lady Marcia. He is the father of Christina Eve, and he is also the father of Charles III. And so he is our speaker for today. He is author of Death of the Desperate Woman, and there are two versions of that book. And if you don't have one, then I invite you to get one today. You can connect to him via Facebook, and I'm sure he will respond to you. So this morning, without further ado, I would like to bring to you the line right now, none other than our speaker for this morning, Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown, are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. I will actually be bringing the word this morning.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so there has been a change, but see, God tells us to always be ready. And so at this time, that voice that you just heard is not Pastor Chuck Brown, but that is Minister Ty. Minister Ty, wow. We are so excited to hear what God would have for you to give to us this morning. Now, let me tell you about this mighty woman of God. She is on the move for God, has positioned herself, and he is definitely doing great things in her life. She is an engineer by trade, but she is a mighty, mighty woman of God. She walks in the prophetic anointing that God has for her. She is the mother of Christopher, a mighty man in training of God, and he is on the move doing great things. And so at this time, without further ado, I bring to you none other than Minister Ty Brown at this time. Minister Ty, the platform is yours.
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you so much for that warm and wonderful introduction. You know, God does tell us to be ready in season and out of season. So we're just going to, you know, I want to thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for this opportunity to say what the Lord has given me to say. And, you know, I never take it lightly when God gives me an opportunity to speak his word, because we know that his word is what we should live by. So we're just going to thank God. We're going to praise him. We're going to glorify him for giving us this opportunity to come together to hear what he has to say. A few weeks ago, I started a series called Battling the Mind. So this is going to be Battling the Mind Part 2. And the last time when we talked about battling the mind, the key scripture that we looked at was 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6. And I'm just going to read that scripture again from the New King James Version. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So now that scripture tells us that every thought needs to be taken captive to the obedience of Christ. And last time we talked about doing that, every sin that we commit starts as a seed planted in the mind, and it germinates in the mind, and it just continues to grow and grow and grow until we can see ourselves committing that sin, and then we actually commit the sin. So what we're going to talk about today in battling the mind is going to come with our self-value, our self-worth, you know, because the enemy can attack us when we don't see ourselves the way that God sees us. So we have to take even that thought that the enemy places in our minds captive, the thought of, oh, I'm not good enough, oh, I didn't do this right, oh, I'm not consistent, oh, I'm not doing the things that I need to do. And we need to take those thoughts captive to the power of God, because we know that everything we do starts in our mind. Everything that we become, every decision that we make is based on that which we have in our mind. So we're going to start with Psalms 139, 13 through 15. For you formed my inner parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Now that scripture tells us how God sees us. God tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if God says that, then we shouldn't take anything else that the world says, that the enemy that might try to plant in our head, any seed that says anything other than that we are fearfully and wonderfully made should be taken captive to the power of Christ. So what does that mean? That means when we begin to think, oh, I'm not good enough. Oh, I can't work my business. Oh, I'm not able to do this. Oh, I can't be consistent in this. I cannot do this because I'm not good enough. We need to say, wait a minute. That's a thought from the enemy. And then again, we need to take that seed and pluck it out of our minds and cast it aside. And I don't care if it comes up 50 times. You continue to take it and cast it aside. And in its place, you put the word of God. So when a thought like that comes up, just say to yourself, nope. Not gonna allow that seed to germinate. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that is what God says about me. And I am only going to speak what he says about me. I'm only going to allow myself to think what God says about me, and I'm not going to allow the seed of doubt or a lack of self-esteem or a lack of self-worth be planted in my mind, because God says that I'm his. And if I'm his and if he is for me, who can truly be against me and stand? If I'm walking in his word, then it's no one. If I'm doing what he has called me to do, then those thoughts cannot be rooted and they can't grow. Another scripture that God gives us to tell us how much he cares for us comes in Colossians 3:12-14. And that reads, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tenderness, mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Now, if we look at the first part of this scripture, therefore, as God's elect, holy and beloved, that tells you something. Right now, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you are God's elect. God has plucked you out from among the world and separated you unto himself. That alone should tell you how special you are. And so again, when the enemy attacks your mind, and he's going to continue to do this on a regular basis because that's his job, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's very good at what he does because that is his job description. Just like we each have a job description, whether it is for our own business or for the company we work for, we have a job description. And we know that we're going to do everything that we can to do it as if we're doing it unto God. So the devil is not going to slack and lack and just give up and say, oh, nope, not going to bother them today. He is going to come at you every day firing his best shot, especially if you are walking and working towards doing and being what God calls you. But we have to remember, we are God's elect. So every time the enemy again attacks you, you have to tell him. You have to speak back to the enemy. Sometimes you have to speak to your own mind and say, hey, hold up, wait a minute. I am the elect of God. I am the elect of God. He chose me. He sent his son to die for me, even when I was as jacked up as I was. And you got to make that thing personal. You have to say, in spite of my bad choices, in spite of where I am right now today, I know that I can do better because I'm a child of God. I'm his elect. He chose me. So every time that thought comes up, again, pluck it out and replace it with the word, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God did not make a mistake. This place that you are in right now in this season is perfecting you. So you ask God, what is the lesson? Why am I here? And he'll let you know, and he'll show you how to go from this point to the next point he wants to take you to. So another scripture that we have, you know, that lets us know how much God cares about us comes from Luke 12:6-7, and the New King James Version reads, are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins? Are not one of them, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than any sparrow. So think about that. God said, hey, if I am taking care of a bird that I created, a bird that you know, flies around, has no care, can sit and eat and find food without problems because God has replenished the earth for him. But he tells you, we are more valuable than any or many sparrows. So again, We have to think about what God says about us. And when those thoughts of inferiority and when even people whom you love, because the enemy is not particular about who he uses, he will use the people that are closest to you, the people that he knows can affect your day and the outcome of what you're doing to you know, for your detriment, you know. And sometimes people don't even realize the enemy is using them to do harm to you. But we have to remember, and in those times, we have to say, okay, Lord, what is the lesson? What am I missing? What do I need to get from this? And we need to go back and say, okay, Lord, you value me more than many sparrows. You value me enough to have placed me here in this time and this space, and you love me enough to say, okay, baby girl, here is what you need to do. Stop thinking those negative thoughts, and remember, and it keeps bringing me back to, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't make a mistake. He didn't make a mistake with Kai. He didn't make a mistake with anybody on this TMC line or anybody in this world. God knew exactly what he was doing, and he wants us to realize that even though we miss the mark regularly, because the word tells us all have fallen short and missed the glory of God, that he loves us, that he cares for us, that he has a plan for our lives, and he is continuing to show us each day by loving us, by the redemption that he gave us through the blood of Christ, that we are valuable in his sight. We are worthy of his love. We are worthy of, you know, just to be in his presence. And that is an amazing thing. That redemption is an amazing thing. So the last scripture I'm going to share with you is Jeremiah 29:11-14. And it just happens that we closed out the first part of Battling the Mind with this same scripture because it shows us that God has something for us. And it reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." Now think about that. Think of your value, because God says, I know the thoughts, or another version says, I know the plans I have for you. So God has plans for us. We're valuable enough for him to plan our lives, to give us a hope and a future. Think about that. Just take a second to let that sink in. God, who created the heavens and earth, has plans for us. That in itself shows that he values us above everything else. See, because he never made plans for the birds of the air or the fish of the sea. But he made plans for his creation, his man, his human. And that's an amazing thing. God counts every hair on our head. Every hair is numbered on our head. Now, you know how much hair you have. Imagine God knowing the number of hair follicles you have on your scalp. Now, we can't count that. We can't know how many pieces of hair we have. We don't have the patience. We don't have the time to sit and count each strand of hair. But God did that because he values us that much. He has come up with a plan for our lives. He has come up with a plan for our artist business. We just have to be willing to surrender and submit to that plan. We have to take every thought and make it captive to the power of Christ if we are going to succeed in what he has for us. See, we can't allow idle thoughts to come into our head and then just continue the seed to be planted and continue to germinate and continue to grow, because then we will get off focus. Then we will become, you know, distracted. See, and if the enemy can distract us from what God has given us, then he can steal our joy, our dreams, and our visions. So every time that negative thought comes, every time you begin to battle in your mind about who you are and what you were created for, you have to pluck that thing out. You have to take the time to just say, okay, Lord, I surrender this. I know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I know that you value me, so I'm going to value myself based on what you have said, based on what God says about me, that is what I'm going to walk in. I'm going to be that woman or man of God that he has called me to be in spite of how I feel. See, because sometimes feelings will have us to go off to the left or to the right. But we're not going to go by what we feel. We're going to go by what God says. So know that God has a plan for you. Know that God value that you have a value far above rubies. Know that God has a plan for your life, and believe today and make the decision today to step out and walk in that plan. I love you. Minister Tiffany, back to you.
Wow, what a profound and powerful word this morning. Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for blessing us this morning and taking us into part two of your series. And God is doing so many awesome things in you, so I look forward to you coming back to give us our benediction for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. God, we just thank you for hearing our petitions today. We thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. We decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper, God. For as we walk through this day, God, we rely on you. We trust in you. We believe you, God. We receive the things that you have for us, and those things that we do not need in our lives, God, we actually surrender them to you right now, God. Use us according to your will. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven as we go through this 16th day of July 2014, a day that we have never seen, oh God. And as we go through this day, God, stir up the gifts in us, Father. If we don't know what the gifts are, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will be revealed to us, God. I thank you for the master's call, and I thank you for every caller that has dialed in, Father. I pray right now that you would just give them comfort and peace right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every need will be met according to your will, oh God. I lift up the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I lift up Dr. P.K. as she is celebrating another year that you have given her this month of July, God. And I pray, Father God, that you would just speak to her, that she would hear you loud and clear, and that she would walk in the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding that you would have for her. I lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon to you right now. And I pray, Father God, right now that you would continue to strengthen her, Father. Give her what she desires in her heart, oh God. I say allow it right now to manifest, God. I lift up Mother Josie to you, and I pray, Father God, total and complete healing in her body and her mind, and for her brother, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus, Father. I speak total and complete restoration right now. I lift up Leslie to you. MS is a name that must bow at the name of Jesus, Father. So I pray that every cell in her body will line up right now according to what you would have for her in the name of Jesus. I lift up Joe to you this morning. I pray that you would just give him comfort and peace and strength right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, for we are your children and we are in your hands. You said that all we would have to do is seek you first in your kingdom and your righteousness. So this morning, God, we come seeking you and knowing that you have great and new things in store for us. We come right now lifting up Artists International as a whole, Father God. I pray for Papa Diaz de Leon and for his wife and for his sons and for the daughter-in-laws and the grandchildren, Father, for a corporate office, for the products that you have prepared and given to us, Father God. The gift of Artists International will continue to move forth in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice. And I pray, Father God, that this will be a great day. And I pray that we will realize that we are not by ourselves, because your word says that you would never leave us and you would never forsake us. So we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us. And we will go out and be great ministers in the marketplace. I decree and declare this in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, we will be heading over to the morning motivational call. Once again, that number is 530-881-1366. 00 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Don't forget the corporate call tonight, 712-432-0900, PIN code 836211 pound, or www.artistlive.com. Make sure you check your back office to find out the times and to see where the Super Saturday is that will be happening for you. Empowerment, artistempowermentconference.com on the website for the Empowerment Conference information. Remember, you are a great minister in the marketplace. Go out and do what God would have you to do, not anybody else and not yourself, but go and do what God would have you to do. If you don't know, ask him a question this morning. Lord, what would you have me to do today? And allow him to stir up the gifts in you. Minister Kai, can you come back to the line and give us our benediction for the day?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Yes.
Whew, to God be the glory. Father God, we just thank you for this time together to fellowship and worship you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the word that has been poured out, you know, from me, your servant, Lord. Father God, I thank you for using me. And we know that you have plans for us, Father, plans to give us a hope and a future. So we just surrender and submit ourselves to you. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, O God, we want to honor you. We want to be faithful. We want to seek what you have for us, and we want to pull out any thought that exalts itself above you, O Heavenly Father. So now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of our God with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And we close this with an amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.